I think the main theme for today is generosity of God. With that, when I reflect on the gospel today, I invite you reflect with me this week about three words: given, forgiven, and thanksgiving. Those are three words. First word, given. As we say, and as we know, that everything is a gift of God. Maybe you heard about that million times already. Everything is a gift. Invite you, reflect with me today with that. Everything is a gift. Everything. Like I'm talking about the material things, like everything you have right now. If you like take a moment, maybe not right now, but like don't close your eyes right now, okay? Maybe close your eye later on when you are at home, but not right now, because if you are closing your eye right now, I'm thinking you are sleeping. So don't do that right now, okay? But maybe later after Mass or today or tonight, close your eye and think, everything is a gift. Your cars, your houses, your children, your properties, and even your life is a gift. Why I'm saying that? Whenever I am saying about the human lives, I always try to remind people that the Lord knows you from all eternity. The gift he was preparing for you is from all eternity already. Right now, you are having all of that, not because you are, obviously, you have to work. Obviously, everything is just like, we are working, we are trying, but the gift that God given to you is, it is from all eternity. He prepared for you that gift. He knows you. He knows you from all eternity. And now you have that gift to live, to be with him. Everything, brothers and sisters, is a gift. So given, the Lord is always given to people that way. I challenge you all today, if you have a talent, give it away. I challenge you all. Like if you have a good cook, cook for your family. If you can fix a car for your family members, for your neighbors. If you have a talent to sing, join the choirs. If you have a talent to open the door for, like in the church for people, sign up for that. Like, basically, like everyone, like in this room, I think we all have a gift to give to someone. And don't think like, Father, I have nothing to give. Well, yourself is a gift. You don't know that until you see someone or until you be with someone. I am coming to the hospitals, nursing homes. They don't know me. I don't know them until I get there. And then I just be there, do anointing of the sick. But my presence for them is a gift itself. And you don't know that your presence one day can be a gift for people. You don't know that. You don't recognize that. Even like, why my presence can be the gift? They don't remember what did you say. They don't remember anything. All they can remember is you are there. You are right with them in the moment of dying, and they will remember you. So your presence is a gift itself. Everything, even you do nothing, you just be there, do nothing, but itself is a gift. So everything is a gift. I challenge you today to give in your time to call your parents if you haven't called hers for long times, or call the elderly people in nursing homes, call them, say hi. Mom, I miss you. Can I bring something for you tomorrow? Dad, I miss you. How are you doing in nursing homes? Call them. Giving away those moments can be something meaningful for them forever. Second letter. So the first, giving. Second, forgiving. To be honest, everyone over here is a sinner, including me. We need to talk about the basic point about that. We all sinners over here. If God, we offending God every day, and if God sees or considers our sins every day, I don't think we can be here. If God sees, like, these human beings offended me, those human beings, they are offending me. How can God survive without forgiving? Like, forgiving, loving inside of God is always, and I said long time ago, like actively moving and actively forgiving, that God pouring out actively, giving actively to you, that He forgives you every day and even every moment. Because He's God of actively God, actively giving away. So forgiving and giving, and that is the divine characters. When you go to confession, the Lord forgives everything. The Lord forgets everything. But you can ask me, like, Father, but I still remember, like, the sin I committed, like, a long, long time ago. What should I do with that? Well, two people can remember your sins. First, you. Second, devil. That's it. If you confess your sin already in confessional, the Lord, He doesn't remember anything if you confess that already. Only devil and you try to remember yourself about, but I committed like a long, long time ago, but that sin I cannot get over it, but still in my head. Well, that is devil's words that they try to tell you and reminded you every single day that you committed a long, long time ago. You are a bad guy. You are a bad people. You are a bad person. That is the devil. The Lord's over here. He doesn't remember anything because you confessed everything already. That is our Catholic faith. If you don't believe that, please believe that. The Lord forgets everything. You are a white paper again whenever you go to confession. White paper. Said the third one, not second, the third one. Thanksgiving. The giving, the forgiving, the last, thanksgiving. And we say right at the beginning that everything is a gift. So the best or the good attitude for Catholic is being thankful. Because we say everything is the gift of God. So my duty is just like, Lord, thank you for that. You are giving to your children everything. And all you need is just like a thank you from your children. That's it. You need nothing from them. You are parents here. Maybe you understand better than me. Like, you giving everything to your children, and you, everything in your mind, you need nothing from them. But whenever you came, they come to you and they say, Mom, thank you. Dad, thank you. And you just like, that's it. That's all I need. And that is the Lord. Like, He gives to you everything. Everything is a gift. And He is waiting for you to say, thank you. And that's it. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. The Eucharist. The Eucharist means thanksgiving. We are here. It means thanksgiving. Like, we come into the church on Sunday to say, Lord, thank you for the week. That's it. Easy enough. And we forget to do that every day. And you ask me, Father, why I need to go to the church, why my family have to be here. So simple, being here with the Lord. Eucharist, thanksgiving. Eucharist means thanksgiving. Those words, just be here and thank you, the Lord. That's all I need to do. Right, some simple ideas with that. Keep that in mind. That's all I have. First, giving. Second, forgiving. Third, thanksgiving.